B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, maybe the 21-year-old driver looked at his teeth in the mirror to ensure that nothing was stuck in them because he had a big date. Whatever the case, the man's choice on August 16th to look at his teeth in the mirror while behind the wheel of a Honda Accord appears to have been a poor one. That's because he crashed head-on into a sheriff's deputy marked patrol vehicle. The incident happened as the deputy said he was southbound when a northbound Honda drifted into the opposite lane of travel and crashed head-on with him.
Well, good news. You no longer have anything in your teeth because you have no teeth.
The deputy reported that before the crash, he stopped his patrol vehicle, honked the horn, and activated the siren to get the driver's attention. Evidently, it didn't work. The crash pushed the deputy's vehicle back about 4 feet.
Jeez.
The driver of the Honda said he was looking at his teeth in the mirror when he came into contact with the patrol vehicle.
I have a hot day tonight.
Drivers of motor vehicles are encouraged to keep their eyes on the road as opposed to their teeth.
They almost insist on it.
Yes. Lamia Singfield of Akron, Ohio, called the police after she purchased a pack of smoked turkey tails from the grocery store, opened the package to find one of the tails that resembled a human penis. She detailed her experience on Facebook Live, where she eventually noted she was calling the police just in case the meat was actually a human penis. I didn't see a picture of this, but apparently she thought it looked just like one.
Really? Uh-huh. Yeah. And do we get the impression that she knows what a human penis looks like?
I don't think so, judged on the picture that Nick has pulled up right now.
He looks just like a human penis.
Akron police brought the mystery meat to the Summit County Medical Examiner's Office for testing.
Your car looks like a penis.
Wednesday morning, an investigator noted the meat was pork, not human, and was likely a pigtail. Singfield declined to comment on the incident after the results were released. But on Tuesday, she said that regardless, the meat was mislabeled and wasn't a turkey tail.
Is there a Mr. Singfield?
I don't even know what a turkey tail is.
Neither do I. I don't want to eat one.
Maybe it's like a turkey sausage or something. I'm not really sure. But
is it turkey ass?
She thought this was a penis, so I do not know. Nick will look up
sausages.
Turkey tails, and we'll see if we can figure that out.
Maybe that's those stories that turkeys tell.
It wasn't until the following day that Kathy Kenyon considered whether her bold approach to shooing 3 bears out of her kitchen might have been unsafe. She said at the time, stupidly, I didn't feel that afraid. Kenyon was watching television around 9:30 p.m. in the home, and she and her husband, Don Redfoot, have lived there since 2018. Everything from white-tailed deer to moose, bobcats, and large predators like black bears and mountain lions have been photographed on their property using a game camera. But when something black and furry scurried into the TV room and then quickly back out, her first thought wasn't that it was a bear cub. Instead, she thought it was a neighbor's dog. It's a black dog. Stepping into the doorway to the kitchen to investigate, she quickly figured out the intruder was a mother black bear and her 2 cubs.
Very dangerous.
Totally. They had pushed out a screen in a partly open window and crawled in to dine on freshly bought peaches and Hershey's chocolates.
Do you have turkey tails?
She said the cubs seemed particularly fond of those. Redfoot, he was in the bedroom when he heard a crash and went in to investigate, calling out to his wife, Kathy, what are you doing out there? Stepping around the corner, he came face to face with the mama bear.
And then he pushed his wife into the kitchen.
He quickly opened the front door, hoping that it would give the bear an escape route. The black bear was only about 10 feet away.
Wow.
He said, it wasn't like she was being threatening. It was like she wanted to greet me.
Hi.
Unwilling to find...
These are my children. This is Stan and this is Eleanor.
Unwilling to find out the bear's intentions, Redfoot quickly retreated to the bedroom and closed the door.
Where are you going, pussy?
Kenyon, the wife called out, Don, there's a bear in the house. Her first instinct was to find her cell phone and call the local Fish and Wildlife Park's game warden, Matt Heaton, for advice.
Yeah, Matt Heaton.
Instead, she decided to clap and yell at the bears to see if she could scare them back outside. The mother bear jumped out of the open window, but the cubs lingered while eating the chocolates.
If you screw with the cubs, that can be very problematic.
And at some point in the confusion, she yelled at her husband, Don, to take photographs. She said, I meant the cubs, not me.
I'm watching Jeopardy.
She said, Don is always taking pictures. to urge...
Imagine that kind of life where you're sort of, there's bears in the kitchen.
To urge the last cub out, Kenyon picked up the dislodged window screen and advanced. She estimated the screen was about 5 feet long, and that screen was certainly effective protections, he said.
Yeah, clearly.
But Kenyon, she said, felt felt safe since she was close to the adjacent room and a door that she could quickly close if her bluff was called. With the gently prodding, the cub left through the window. She said it never appeared threatening or fierce. It appeared nonchalant and not too concerned about me.
The problem is once they know that's a food source, they'll be back.
Yeah. So, and in fact, there's a follow-up to this. So the photo that was posted on Reddit's Redfoot's Facebook page shows her, the Kenyan, in profile with her mouth open and hands apart, clapping across the kitchen about 10 feet on the shelf below the window. Two large furry black bear cubs lurk. The tactic worked. She said the cub left and Kenyan rushed over to quickly close the window behind it. And that's when the mama bear's face popped into view at very close range.
Since this was on Reddit, did the bears say what they thought was overrated?
No, they didn't, unfortunately. But anyhow, she said the mama bear was trying to crawl back in, and she said that's when I began to question whether I had made a prudent decision. So they remained for a couple of minutes looking back at us. They were expecting us to invite them back in. The bears returned the next day, but they didn't gain entry this time. So
this
you're right.
This is Uncle Grizzly.
Yeah, they can return. All right, and that's all we have time for.
Whoa!
Sorry, it was a little bit short. Yeah, it was a good bear story, so it took a little bit of time.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So agricultural detectives, I didn't know they were agricultural detectives, recently arrested a Fresno man involved in an elaborate scheme to steal and resell pistachios, as other arrests are expected, as more than $350,000 in stolen nuts.
Pistachios specifically?
And trailers are recovered, yeah.
That scumbag.
Detectives were called to Seton Pistachio for a possible cargo theft.
The name's Jebediah Knuckles.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. An agriculture detective.
Breaking up the pistachio ring?
I had heard there was a pistachio ring operating out of Lancaster. I went to investigate.
Arriving detectives. That's all you found out? They're green.
Good detective.
Arriving detectives found the suspect stole the identity of a legitimate trucking company. They then used that company's name to secure contracts for the delivery of two tractor trailer loads of pistachios worth more than $294,000.
God.
Instead of delivering the product, the suspects took the pistachios to an abandoned property where they removed the packaging. They then sold the nuts to an unsuspecting buyer in Madera County. Detectives found the suspects developed an elaborate scheme to carry out their plan. The suspects used a big rig, stole two trailers from a Fresno business. The trailers were equipped with real-time GPS trackers.
Open up the back of the truck. I want to see your nuts.
Detectives were able to track them down with the GPS trackers. A guy named Singh Sexton was...
Singh Sexton?
Yeah, suspected responsible for the theft, and he was found at his home, arrested, and booked and on big charges because it's $350,000.
That's a load of cash.
Where the merchandise that he... Or merchandise.
Merchandise. Right. Munchandise. It's merchandise you can eat.
How about this? Here's another scam. A woman in West Virginia is facing the music after altering a cashier's check. Now, if you do that, you want to do it within reason. So authorities say that Holly Erlins of Elkview, West Virginia, has been charged with bank fraud and a bunch of other counts. According to the indictment, she altered a $100 cashier's check
to how much?
To reflect an amount of $8.4 million. And alleges that she provided fake documents with forged signatures and a personal check for $1 million to an insurance company to obtain an annual an annuity contract.
Yes, I'd like to cash this check, please, for $8.4 million.
Her check was returned for insufficient funds.
I'll be waiting in my smart car.
If convicted on all counts, she could face 55 years in
prison. They don't like that.
All right, one more story, and then we will wrap it up. And it has to do with GPS monitors as well. Some people just don't care. A group of men who were already on pretrial release for previous offenses have been identified as burglars, all because they carried out their crimes while wearing their GPS ankle monitors.
Well, that's kind of stupid.
Authorities say they seized over $150,000 in cash, an AK-47, a Smith & Wesson handgun, cell phones, iPads, jewelry, designer handbags, ammunition, and more.
How did you know where we were?
From the three men who are accused of being part of a criminal organization in Hollywood, Florida. They each face various charges, including burglary and grand theft. Yep. And there you go. That's what we have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.